It's 9:20. This is Total Information AM with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Voters in two of this region's communities will decide whether to ban some marijuana dispensaries this November. Joining us to talk about Proposition M in De Pere is the mayor of De Pere, Mark Becker. Mayor, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Let's go all the way back. So what led to this measure being placed on the ballot?
Well, back in June of 2023, the Board of Aldermen felt as though that, you know, there was a lot of opposition to the measure that we had before us. And they felt as though that the state constitution allowed us to put it on the ballot during a presidential election. So that's what they decided to do back in June of 2023.
And we're focusing on Route 66 here, a marijuana dispensary in De Pere. What is the issue that they had with Route 66?
Well, there is no specific opposition to Route 66. It's basically recreational marijuana is what the opposition is focused on. And Route 66 is the only dispensary in the city of De Pere.
So what is the issue with recreational marijuana?
Well, basically, the opposition at the time brought up issues of public safety, issues of that there was a math school in that facility, which was pretty close to Route 66, and they just felt as though that it wasn't part of what they wanted for the city of De Pere.
And so since that, and this has been some time, because you mentioned that it was initiated in June of 2023, so we're talking about over a year. Route 66, to my knowledge, opened in August. So what has transpired between then and now? Let's start with public safety. What has happened there?
Well, with regard to public safety, as you know, De Pere is, police department is a public safety department where the officers are cross-trained as firemen as well. But since the opening in August of 2023, our public safety department has responded to three calls for service at Route 66, all of which were false alarms triggered by their security system. No crimes have been reported in the 12 months since Route 66 commenced operations.
And when you began this, when the approval process for Route 66 started, did you not attend all public meetings at that time? What were the concerns then?
I did, you know, and I listened to the residents, and there was a pretty sizable group that just had some issues with marijuana in general. Now, this particular proposal or measure would not ban medical marijuana, only recreational marijuana.
Right. So if this gets, if it ends up that the ban is approved, then they are able to continue selling medical marijuana.
Yes, because the Constitution allows that. This is only deals with recreational marijuana, and we would need those who are opposed to it would need 60% to carry the measure.
Do you have the numbers in front of you or by knowledge when statewide legalization was on the ballot in 2022? How did De Pere residents vote then?
Back then in, I do have the numbers here. Back in 2022 on Amendment 3, only 49% of De Pere voters supported Amendment 3. However, back in 2018 on Amendment 2, it passed with a 61% approval rating. Recently, in 2023, there was a local vote in which 83% of De Pere residents approved an optional 3% sales tax on recreational marijuana sales.
Exactly. So they did approve that. So if a vote against dispensaries does go down and the ban is put in place, how does that impact the city of De Pere financially?
Well, I can't talk in specific numbers about Route 66, but I can talk generally. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, Missouri dispensaries on average generate between $100,000 and $120,000 in sales tax revenue for their municipalities each year. Approximately 70% of that revenue is attributed to recreational sales. So, you know, that's speaking in generalities. I don't want to speak about Route 66 in particular.
Sure, understand that. This is Mayor Mark Becker of De Pere, and we really appreciate you joining us. Just a couple more questions. Other cities, I mentioned in the beginning that you're not the only community that has this discussion in place. As a matter of fact, voters in Olivet are also going to decide. Do I have that right? And what is the difference between how Olivet's proposition was initiated and yours, to your knowledge?
Well, it's our understanding that only Olivet is the only other municipality that is taking up this issue. I really don't have any information as to how Olivet got to this point or why it's on being decided in their municipality as well.
What do you suggest to your residents if they want to learn more or if they want to be heard on this issue within these next 2 weeks?
Well, we've heard a lot from our residents, and I would just encourage our residents to become informed on Proposition M. And any questions concerning Proposition M can be directed to City Hall at 314-835-6100. Or you can also reach out to me or any of your respective aldermen for feedback.
Again, that is deparemo.org, and City Hall, that phone number is 314-835-6100. Mayor Mark Becker, any actions initiated by city staff to address any public nuisances since recreational sales started?
We are aware of none. As I mentioned, we only had those three false alarms. There's been no crime reported at Route 66 for the 12 months they've been open.
Well, I appreciate you answering our questions and giving us more information on Proposition M. It is on the November 5th ballot in De Pere, voting on a possible citywide ban on recreational cannabis in De Pere. Mayor Mark Becker joining us to discuss it today. Thank you very much, Mayor. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.